Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then ring.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carolee Espy. And, well, you're not. That's all there is to it.
And you're not.
And you're not. We have to say the famous Chevy Chase. I'm Carolee Espy, and you're not. Welcome to the Life Lounge. Rick DiClemente is here, our intuitive astrologer. You know him. You love him. We will open up the phone banks for calls 412-333-KDKA, but we're going to talk very quickly. We're trying to get up Raul Castro's.
I got it.
Ooh.
Very weird chart. Hello, everybody. Raul is a Gemini with a bunch of Capricorn and a bunch of Taurus, and I don't know. Give me some time to digest.
Okay, he's going to take a look at it, but he was born in 1939. Well, you know,
31.
Did you say 39 or 31? Or 31, I'm sorry.
Yeah, June 3rd, 1931. Okay. Gemini, Moon in Capricorn.
And we're trying to figure out, the last show that we did, we talked about the importance of Pluto moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn, and that's speaking in terms of being an era, because it stays in a sign for so long. And we actually went back over the era. In fact, you were here with Cheryl Christ, and the two of you talked about it goes back into that era, what happened in the last 14, 15 years, and what we can expect somewhat, what will be the inclinations of the next 15 years. And just as all that happened, and big part of it was all the institutions that aren't working are going to break down, boom, what happens? Castro resigns, even though his brother's probably the same old,
well,
we don't know.
Well, you know, the whole thing about institutions collapsing, et cetera, is going to take time to discern what's what.
Right.
But the thing I'm finding already is this part where we talked about, the three of us, we talked about people getting this new Capricornian sense of wanting to be better citizens and mean something. Mm-hmm. And I'm already seeing with my clients left and right where they know things are serious. They know they have to step up. They want more purpose in their life. They're tired of fooling around.
Right.
It's starting to happen. And this whole theme you were talking about with Tolle, people are, you know, it's kind of like we had to be shoved to the wall before we took things really seriously, and it's happening.
So what I was talking about Eckhart Tolle, and I keep bringing this up to the audience, and here's why I keep bringing it up, and I'm not being like, let's follow Oprah and everything she does, but I got to tell you, Oprah Winfrey's got her finger on the pulse of what people are thinking, and can I say especially the feminine energy? I guess so. I don't know, but she does. And there's something about what she's interested in resonates with people, and pretty much in the same age group. But I know a lot of young people who watch Oprah or listen to her satellite shows. So a couple weeks ago, she comes out with her Book of the Month, which for a long time I stopped reading the Book of the Month stuff from Oprah, because a lot of the books, quite honestly, if they weren't like a classic like To Kill a Mockingbird or something, they were just horrible stories of young girls going through unbelievable hell. And so I got tired of that, and I stopped reading some of the books. Well, she came out and said, we're going to read this book by Eckhart Tolle, which is called A New Earth. And this is that's so funny. This is in your news. Oh, so if I'll bring this up. Anyway, so this is a book by a man who wrote the book The Power of Now, which is about being present in your life, The Power of Now. Anyway, A New Earth is about a shift in consciousness where we need to take a break and just figure out why we are here, what we're meant to do, why we are here, and what, not so much what is our mission, but what is our purpose. And I think it's kind of earth-shattering stuff, and if you feel like it's going to offend your religious sensibilities, I can tell you right now it will not. She talks about Christ consciousness. She talks about everything that goes on in. He also talks about consciousness of Muslim, Judaism, everything, because all of these religions, when not being wrongly interpreted by man, all of these religions have one base, and that is that there is a loving God that created you, and your purpose is to live in that love and pass it along.
Love your brothers.
Love your brothers. And mm-hmm. so this is what basically, you know, you can't sum it up. But anyway, they drop shipped something over 5 million books. It's just been insane. Absolute insane sales of this book. And this whole change of Capricorn, of Pluto going into Capricorn, I can't, and this book's been out for like 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. But it has come to light.
I wonder what sign Tolle is.
Oh, we should look that up, too.
Yeah, it'd be good, too. Arthur, get on Tolle.
I'll put it in. So, but the
he
thing is...
He comes up with birth time dates in about 3 seconds.
Is that people are ready for change. And
yes, they are.
And
are
so,
you ready for change, too?
I'm ready. Reading this book, okay, reading this book has been a really interesting... I have to read it, like, just a couple pages at a time, because it's so...
Really?
Yeah, it's so... And it's not anything that I haven't already heard.
Right. The context.
You know, and there's so many biblical references in it, mm-hmm. and there's so many things that are... But it's non-denominational in its speaking. Hey, we have to take a quick break, but in your newsletter, you wrote, "Everybody wants to be Oprah." That's
so great. I feature one or two personalities per month, and in February's issue, I featured her, and she has an amazing chart, Oprah.
I'll bet she
so
does.
So if people want to go to the website, they can read about what makes her tick, because her chart is pretty awesome.
Starself.com. And you can, yeah. Is it? Yeah, all I can see. Hey, listen, we have to take a break. When we come back, Rick DiClemente is here. If you want to talk to him about, what should we talk about, relationships? Or
well, we're going to talk a little bit about Mars and what it's doing in the next month, and then
okay.
we can talk about relationships, open the phone lines
okay.
up, take questions.
You ready?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. In the meantime, we're going to find out Eckhart Tolle's birthday. And I don't mean to be preaching to you guys, but if they're, you know, just read the book. And if you don't like it, you know,
lump it.
You can tell me I'm a hoo-ha. Okay, we'll be back. You're listening to the Life Lounge on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carol SB here with Rick DiClemente, who is our intuitive astrologer. And, oh, okay. So there are two things we definitely need to talk about very quickly while folks are. Lining up.
Ramping up, yeah.
Ramping up for the big questions about what's going on.
The big thing is March 4th.
Okay, March 4th.
Right.
So, what's going on March 4th?
Well. I'm trying not to get too complicated. Since Pluto has gone into early Capricorn and is just sitting there unchallenged, many people, like you, are feeling it,
mm-hmm.
and they can feel the essence of it. And I realize they're not fanatics like me, but they feel it. But what will happen is when a trigger comes along in astrology and triggers it, it will come in your face big time worldwide.
Mm.
And that's March 4th. On that morning, I think 6:30, Mars will go into early Cancer and trigger exactly opposite the zodiac. It'll trigger Pluto. It's going to say, hello, I'm here, and I'm mean business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very dangerous transit. I must be honest, there
mm-hmm.
are a lot of good things that will come of it, but mm-hmm. it is dangerous. And during that day, you will probably have some nasty world events. But during
mm-hmm.
that day, we all need to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful driving. I always say be careful cutting yourself, knives. Be careful around machinery, etc. But more importantly, it is symbolic of rage that is wanting to come out. And you must be very careful in your interpersonal relationships. If you got something
yeah.
to say, just kind of keep cool for a day. Deal with it, but be careful that you're going to have a tendency to be distorted. But anyhow...
Okay, so this happens on March 4th.
That's going to happen right on the 4th, yes.
Okay.
Now, the main thing about it is, as Pluto goes into Capricorn, you know, it's there now. It's saying to us, okay, I mean business. This is a very serious time. Things have to change. And when Mars comes, Mars has no conscience. Mars is, all right, where's the beef? Let me see action now.
Right.
Let me hear it. Let me see it. Now, if you have something sensitive in your chart around 0, 1 degree Capricorn, 1 degree Cancer, then it'll really trigger you. Your eyes got real big.
Well, I'm at 0 degree Cancer.
Yeah, but I thought you weren't a Cancer.
You
took the eraser from your chart.
But I have it.
You took it off. But, yeah, it will be dangerous for you. You will need to be careful. But the main thing about it is it's going to spur us to activity. And a couple days later, after it passes, things will calm down. So it's what it means, Carol, is it's time to get to work. It's time to put your money where your mouth is, because Pluto says to us, I want you to mean more. I want you to have more purpose. I'm tired of fiddle-daddling. I want you to take life by the horns and get some gusto and have more purpose in your life.
Well, how long is that? Is that just for that day, or does it go on for a while?
It'll really spur things up for 2 or 3 days heavily, but it's going to introduce us to this energy. It's going to say, hello, I told you it was different. Here I am, is what it's going to do. It's very hard to speculate and know what these planets are going to do, and that's the wonderful thing about having a practice. I can see person after person after person as clients, and I can verify it. I can see how it's coming through them, et cetera, et cetera. But with education and with a lot of experience, I know enough to warn people, you know, and I don't like to spread fear, but it is a very dangerous day. In your chart with a sensitive planet right there, you are vulnerable, more vulnerable than other days. And you'll probably go through it fine. How about the guy one time that I counseled on the radio in 1983 down in Wheeling, and I saw something similar in his chart. Mars was hitting Uranus, and I was new at it, and I gave him a warning 3 months ahead of time. I gave him the date, and I said, on that date, he worked in a machine shop. I said, on that date...
Don't tell me.
No, I'm going to tell you. It's bad, but it ain't real bad. But on that date, I told him 3 months in advance to not go to work or to be very careful around machinery, etc. And he went to work that day and forgot about it. And at the last minute, he remembered. So he put on his hard hat. He was very careful. And he was getting through the day, and a piece of hot metal flew off of a lathe, glowing red, flew through the air and went into his eardrum. On the same day, I told him about 3 months ahead of time. So... who knows what would happen if he hadn't been warned?
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's not the thing here. The thing is that it really means, and I'm even seeing it with clients now, it means that, yes, you are right. You know what I was thinking about, Carol? Is what I'm thinking about Pluto now is this. We all know that there are times in our lives when we need to go through sweeping changes.
Right.
That's what Pluto means.
Right.
And Mars is going to say, yeah, I really did mean it.
Well, I mean, even with, and without getting too, because we don't, you know, politics is such a blah subject, but you cannot be an observer of what's going on right now and not see that, and I'm not talking in support of one candidate or the other.
Right.
But the groundswell for Barack Obama is, and just reading about what's happening in his campaign as far as money, that people are going to his website. They've never seen anything like this. People are going to his website and donating $20 here, $30 here, and it's keeping his campaign afloat. That's how many people are giving money to him because he is representing change.
Right.
And now if you had told me a year ago that he would be, you know, kicking the tar out of Hillary. Now, of course, that can all change.
That's right.
That can all change with three states.
Right.
But I would have said, no way.
You're right.
As far as I'm concerned, it was going to be Giuliani and Hillary
in the
race. How wrong was I?
And the thing that Mars and Pluto is going to do is going to tell us, look, you cannot be a bystander during this one and watch somebody else fight your fight.
Right.
You're in this, too. Going to happen to all of us.
Which is really great to see, for the first time in a long time, Americans truly getting involved and stop. And you know what? There's going to be less complaining, too, because they're getting involved.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too, because I don't want to hear any more fight. I don't want to hear one more political discussion at a Christmas dinner or a Passover dinner. I don't want to hear relatives fighting with each other anymore about this stuff.
Carol told you to stop
it was for the last, you know, I'm going to say, go far as to say over 15, 20 years, how this has been going on. This is the year, I really believe, that people are going to get involved And because when you're seeing this, obviously for change, and we're not even sure what kind of change we want, but we know, you know, people want change, but they're getting involved.
Exactly.
They're being part of it.
Well, Pluto was in Sag since 95, it could become theoretical. It could be philosophical. We could argue, get on one soapbox, my soapbox is taller than yours.
But not really in the trenches.
But not in Capricorn. Yeah. It's now a matter of, okay, it's going to threaten the foundations of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get involved. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And when people do get involved, they really stop whining. That's the main. Whiners are usually the people who are doing nothing. But the people who are doing are too busy to whine.
A very good point.
And they're also when you get involved into a process like politics or anything, you get involved in anything, you stop your whining because you get an understanding of what it is, and all of a sudden all that stuff falls away because you get an understanding of the process and you stop the whining because you really then you really know what you're talking about.
And by the way, this is all going on in your house of money. No whining about money.
So I mean, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm done with that. I'm done with whining about money. I've just decided that money is an energy, and I'm not going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. So no more whining about money. Oh, my gosh.
Well, write that down, somebody.
No more whining about money.
So that's the
There's
one
no
thing,
point in
right?
it. Yeah, that's the one thing. Well, okay. Now, the other thing is Chiron. Now, what's Chiron? What is Chiron? Because Chiron's like, you see it when you go and look at your chart.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I have ignored Chiron for 30 years, and I took a little glance at it here and there, and I lately have had it slammed in my face, and I am so blown away by how important this planet is. Chiron is an asteroid/comet/dwarf planet in the same category as Pluto. He floats out there beyond Saturn and before Uranus, and he is incredibly important, even to the point where his symbol is a key.
Yeah, it's a funny looking
skeleton key.
Yeah.
And he is the key to the zodiac, and I am just blown away at what appears to be the 11th planet. And since I'm putting it on people's charts, it's just unbelievably important. I'm pretty convinced it's the ruling planet of Virgo instead of Mercury. And Chiron, to make a very long, complicated story short, is unlike any other planet and represents a force that we would call the wounded healer.
Right.
He represents in your chart possibly your weak spot, possibly parts of you where you are able to help others, but you're unable to help yourself. And listen to this. Chiron goes around the zodiac and returns 51 years later, and your Chiron return was 2 days ago.
Mine was.
Yours was. After, you know, you're 150. I mean, you're 50.
I'm 100. I feel 150.
Yeah. It returned 2 days ago in your chart, and I remember when mine. I found out about mine on the day of my return, and it's symbolic of what was quote-unquote your weak spot is becoming your strength. It's what was your wound is now becoming your strength or power, healing. And I'm writing about it now. I've got it written for the next newsletter. It's unbelievably present in all these charts of famous healers. And it's not just healing. It seems to drive us towards our destiny. And what's really fascinating is I went back in time and looked at Dante, and I looked at St. Anthony, and I looked at Napoleon, and people who in their mind had great purpose, and this planet was not active in their consciousness then.
Oh, so they didn't even
vibrate.
Yeah.
It didn't vibrate with their type of mind.
Yeah.
But it did in the last couple hundred years.
Well, obviously it's vibrating with Oprah.
It vibrates real big in Oprah's chart.
Oprah, besides all that, she has an intriguing progressive T-square. See, you start talking like this, I go, what?
A T-square is just two planets opposite making a
evolving,
right angle to a third. Yeah, she has
evolving
a big
Chiron.
In her chart. Yeah,
ahead of its time, Uranus, universal Neptune.
Yep.
So, well, somebody said to me the other day, she's just Mahatma Gandhi is what she is.
She's an avatar of a type.
Yeah. She is, and she's, and she's also a human being, but she is using her bully pulpit
to
bring people to healing, which is pretty cool.
She is
in a nutshell.
She is our introduction to the age of Aquarius.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll grab some of your calls And I got to talk to Rick.
We'll stop being so heavy.
I got to talk to Rick about that zero cancer thing going on. So when we come back, we have more Rick. You're listening to the Life Lounge on KDKA News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee, SB 30 Degrees in downtown Pittsburgh. We have intuitive astrologer Rick DiClemente. He's here with us. He is, let me give you his website also. It's starself.com, just like yourself, only starself.com. And you've got some workshops coming up. I'm looking at one here on the 29th on Leap Day.
Yeah, Leap Day. Which one is that?
And
that's the one at Irwin. At the Green Bow, on the CCAC, March 4th and March 11th on the beginning class.
Oh, and you already did the Pittsburgh's largest pajama party. How was
today.
That?
Today.
That was today.
Yeah, I had to have help with 200 women in their pajamas last night. That was rough.
They had
a pillow fight, too, by the
did
way.
They? Yeah. Well, yeah, like that's not going to happen.
It did happen. March 7th, I'm with Fawn Chang at the Open Mind in Swickley doing a combination of your chart plus feng shui.
Oh, cool.
I'll be at the Elante Hair Design Spa in Greensburg on the 12th.
Okay.
Then we have the Rex Theater Spring Fling on the 16th. I'm out at the Mesa once again in Burgerstown on the 21st doing kind of a live reading intuitive
John Edwards can contact you through your website,
do
a personal. And I did one, and I absolutely loved going through that.
Going through which?
A personal reading with you. I mean, I loved that.
That was fun.
And you know, once again, it's not a prediction.
Right.
It's not some occult thing. It is looking at one of the gifts that you get when you're born is where everything is in the sky, and here are some inclinations,
right.
And it's this big clock. And it, you know, if you think that you're separated from the stars in the sky, or you're separated from everything else that's going on in the world, you're greatly mistaken. It's all
one
connected.
Of my clients said to me, "How did you know that? You're not supposed to know that." I said, "Okay, I don't. I don't know."
There is no separation between you and everything else that goes on.
You cannot do it unless the planet's there, and the planet do it. Planet can't do it unless you did it. They're directly tied. I don't know how it works.
But you're tied to everything. That's
exactly.
The point. You're tied
exactly.
to everything. You know, we often think about when you're walking through the woods, you know, you can hear your feet on the path and you're snapping a twig or whatever you're doing. But and you can hear yourself in the woods and how it's out there, but did it ever occur to you that all those trees and everything there, they're breathing you.
Yes.
And
you're breathing them.
And you're breathing them. It's not just you out there. There's a connection to everything. It truly is.
This is heavy duty.
I know.
Stuff.
I'm getting stupid, and people are probably going, I want to know. I just want to know if I'm going to meet somebody cute.
Boy, that's the number one question. We got Arthur Clark's chart here.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we do Arthur, because Arthur is our producer, and Arthur
is very
has a
nice.
Bizarre looking chart, by the way.
It is not bizarre.
It is.
Looking.
It looks like It looks like a sailboat.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's very Chironic.
Chironic. So he's got Chiron.
He's
happening.
Got heavy duty Chiron.
Yeah.
This kid is an amazing communicator. He's meant to be in the communications business.
Mm-hmm.
He's very intense.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a typical Libra. He's very Scorpionic. He's got a very strong spiritual side to him that's being lit up right now by Pluto. So this kid is on fire spiritually. And what do I mean by spiritually? I mean that he's considering things beyond physical, you know, considering his source, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on fire. He's going to go very far,
I think he is, too. I think he shows, because he shows initiative in so many ways. I mean, that's number one. And a lot of people, and listen to me sounding like an old fart, but a lot of people his age don't.
He's got charisma.
Their first question that they ask you when you're hiring them is, how many days vacation do I get?
Yeah.
You know, instead of...
How's my iPod?
Yeah, do I get an hour for lunch?
Yeah.
You know, Arthur doesn't even think about that stuff. He's just in there cracking away.
He's a fireball.
He's a fireball.
So you want to open the line?
Yeah, you know what? We should take a break first, and then we come back. These people have been so patient. The number's 412-333-KDKA. Rick is here until 11 o'clock, so you know, give us a call, and we'll get you on. I see Karen and Kevin both sitting there, so we'll grab you as soon as we come back from this break. Once again, you're listening to Life Lounge on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
I can't sing. That's the worst part about Frank Sinatra is a female cannot sing against his voice because it's either you have to do a whole octave above him or if you try to sing in his thing, it's too low.
It's timeless.
I would put him at either an Aries or a Leo.
Oh, he's typical of his sign, too. What's timeless? Sagittarius.
No.
Yes.
That's why he always blurted out stuff.
Sure.
He blurted out stuff. Okay. I'm Carol Lee F. This is the Life Lounge. We're talking with Rick DiClemente, who is an intuitive astrologer. And we're heading into the news very quickly, but I want to tell Karen, I'm going to put Karen on very quickly, and maybe Karen might want to hold over to the news. Poor thing, she's been holding for like half an hour as it is. Let me get her on the line. Hi, Karen. We got your information.
Okay.
And Rick is looking at your chart, but, you know, we have to go to the news quickly. But he can talk to you a little bit. And if you want to hold, we can hold you over.
Okay. I'd love to hold over.
Okay. So she says, whatever you want to tell me.
I want to tell her that on March 15th, there's radical change coming to her chart. She's got a very interesting chart. She's very powerful spiritually because of this Chiron placement. Karen, March 15th, I don't know what's going on here, but there's some urge to break free. I think that you're going to leap forward into some kind of creative outlet, such as learning to sing, learning to dance, something creative outpouring coming from you. I also think that you're really getting close to a lot of changes in your home, reconstruction, repairs, something like that going on. What's going on with your home?
It needs a lot of updates, and I've been thinking about doing repairs.
Okay, let me tell you something. This is not time to think about it. This is time to get down on it, to get these things done. If not, by the fall, I think that those same repairs are going to somehow double. So I think you want to start chipping away at them now, and it's going to really, really help. Now, another thing I see in your chart happening very clearly here is you're going to start really taking your legacy seriously, you know, what you're leaving behind, thoughts of like that, even to the point of scrapbooks and letters and notes, pictures, all that type of stuff, which is very important for cancer people. You doing anything like that?
I've been thinking about it, yes.
Okay, it's not quite time yet, but it's getting there. Getting there soon. You're a very creative person, very powerful, very passionate, but there's a real tendency in your chart to drive all the time with your brakes on. You need to get the foot off the brake and find this thing called the gas pedal.
Okay.
That's coming on March the 4th. I've got to go. I'm sorry. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. That is just amazing.
We're doing it. We're doing it, Carol.
You're just
line them up. Let's do it.
I mean, it's just amazing that you can look at it and see, because it's there to see.
I made the whole thing up.
Just kidding. Just kidding, Karen. This is the time to get her done.
If you're going to do the stuff, get her done.
Okay, we have to take a break for the news. When we come back, more with Rick DiClemente, the intuitive astrologer. We're taking your calls at 412-333-KDKA. Please give Arthur all your information. We really need your birth date, time, and where you were born. We'll be back. You're listening to News Radio 1020.
It's Saturday night on The Voice of Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh heads to the Life Lounge. It's Life Uncensored. On The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Bow, 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 bow. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here. 30 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh, and I'm talking with Rick DiClemente, who is the intuitive astrologer. You can get in touch with Rick through his website, StarSelf, as in yourself, starself.com. His newsletter is on there. Read the newsletter, because it's written just like I need it to be written. It's a little chunks of little information for the short attention span theater people.
That's
I'm a member of that theater. But there's all these great explanations, because sometimes it sounds like we're speaking in a foreign language, but we're not. So anyway, we have folks have been calling in, and we've been getting their charts up. And so we're going to talk to Kevin, and Rick is going to explain. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the Life Lounge.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Explain, Lucy. Explain.
We're going to explain, Lucy. You can be in the show.
Yes, Kevin, you have an amazing chart. It really, really is amazing. Have you ever had your chart done?
A while back, long, long time ago.
Well, the thing that's unique about your chart, back in the 60s, Uranus and Pluto were traveling together in Virgo, and that's what caused the civil rights movement, etc. And so many of you people are coming of age now, and all people born in the 60s had it. And you were born with the sun right between Uranus and Pluto, so you are very atypical for a Virgo. You're very, very intense person, and everything is stirring in your life now. Are you just about to move?
No, I had a really bad year last year, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what's going to happen this year.
Well, I cannot tell you whether your year will be good or bad. That doesn't exist in astrology. In astrology, it's all good. It's a matter of whether you surf the waves properly or not. But your chart is under a lot of fire here. There's a lot of change going on with you, without a doubt. Are you married?
No, divorced.
Okay, now I'm going to reiterate here. Something's going on with your home, with your land, with your property, with your mother. The moon is being hit very hard in this chart. What's going on with your sense of home?
It seems to be pretty good. I've started a new job. I'm not home as much.
Okay, what kind of new job? Is it something got to do with carpentry or with your hands?
You could say that. I'm working delivering packages.
Delivering packages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, March the 4th, I don't understand exactly what this means, but I've got a feeling that for the longest time, you have been doing things because you should do it. Okay?
Okay.
And you're really good at doing things that you should do. You understand?
Yep.
Yeah, but I got a feeling you're sick of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kevin, we're not messing around anymore. This isn't pretty much. This is really crystal clear to me in your chart.
Mm.
You are Mr. Duty Bound. You would be one of the first persons I would ever hire to do anything because I'm sure you follow through. Quality is of the essence to you. But I'm telling you that your instincts are getting buried underneath this tremendous sense of duty and shoulds. And these shoulds need to be extricated. And I'm not telling people don't do what you should do, but I am telling them that when it governs so much of your life. And what your chart is going through is the need for an emotional explosion. And that's what I think brought you the quote-unquote bad year last year, because your instincts are not getting to the conscious mind. You're busy pushing down because you keep thinking you should do what you should do. That's
okay.
How I see it.
Okay. So, Kevin, it's time for I change.
It's
a
time
change
for,
is just in
like
the
somebody
air.
Told me it's time to become unshould upon.
Unshould upon. There you go.
Well, I started school back in January, so I'm starting back to college after
good
years
now,
out.
Now, when you went to college, which is another thing you should do, what did you start studying?
What did I start studying?
Yeah.
Photography.
Okay, well, I was one of those myself for a long time. What I'm saying to you now is start making some decisions according to what you want to do, not what's practical.
Okay.
Because you're so driven by the practical, and I'm not saying be impractical, but I'm saying for right now, you need to discover your Cancerian instincts and get in touch. It's okay to do what you want to do, what you feel like you want to do, instead of just following the rules.
There you go. Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
That, you know, and I guess it, they say if you do with what you love, the rest will follow, but sometimes it works out that way.
You're exactly right. And what I have found out in the past year, these poor Virgos, Virgo is such a tough sign to be.
Mm-hmm.
These poor Virgos drive them. They are so good at getting stuff done, et cetera, et cetera. God love them. But sometimes, and I see this in this chart, he's emotionally getting buried by this strong Saturn in this chart, strong Virgo, strong Capricorn.
Yeah.
He can't even get in touch anymore with what he wants.
Yeah.
And that's why he needs to break this emotional barrier that will break on the 4th of March.
Right.
And it was preempted by tonight's discussion.
No more Autotron.
No more shooting.
Shooting. I love that. I love that.
It almost sounds bad.
I know.
It?
Yeah, it almost
should on you.
And you shouldn't done that.
You shouldn't done
do
that.
You have a chart for the, you have dates for the next person, or who do you have a date?
No, I have one. I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
We have an April Fool's baby coming
up.
And who is that? It's somebody named Unnamed here.
Unnamed.
Who's our April 1st person without a name?
I don't know.
Anne. Her name is Anne.
Anne. Okay.
Okay.
So
Anne's
Anne will
next.
Be next. Go ahead. You want to go ahead and look
April
at
April Fool's.
April Fool's, and we'll put Anne up.
I need at least 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll talk to Anne.
You talk to Anne.
Anne, are you there?
Hi, Carol.
Are you the April Fool's baby?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that now you?
Early
now that
morning.
That could be a lot of fun, and it could also be a pain in the hoo-ha.
No, it's a lot of fun.
It's
interesting.
That's interesting. You know what? We have a, I think we have a break coming up. So why don't we, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And we're going to take a look at your chart and come back and talk to you about what's going on. And you've got a birthday coming up soon.
That's right.
We got to figure out what to get her. Here we go. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Anne. You're listening to the Life Lounge, Rick DiClemente. He is an astrologer, starself.com. You can reach him there. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back more on the Life Lounge, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Use your mentality.
Welcome back to the Life
Wake
Lounge.
Wake up to reality.
Yeah. I can't help it. I got to sing with Frank. Because I got you. I can't sing. His songs are not in the right key.
You can do it. I know you can do it.
We didn't say hi to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
And Rob's got some kind of, are you cleaning in there, Rob? I see some Clorox wipes going on.
I still want to hear the Star Stuff.
Rob is the only person who comes in here and clean. I mean, he cleans up.
He got Virgo in him.
You must have some Virgo in you. When's your birthday,
I got
Rob? We do have your chart somewhere, don't we?
He's Aquarius.
Okay. He's Aquarius, but he's got like a... Okay, so Rick DiClemente is here. He is our intuitive astrologer. He's on once a month. It's just so wonderful to always have him on, starself.com.
Thank you for having me.
It's his website, and we're talking with Anne, and we put her chart up, Rick put her chart up, and he's going to... Anne, do you have a specific question, or...
I just wanted to know if there's anything of interest coming up.
Well, I finally figured this chart out. It's been giving me fits for about 2-3 minutes. I really had a hard time figuring this out. You have a very simple chart. I like it. Sometimes charts are so simple. Better word, sometimes they're so non-complicated. Because other charts can be so complex. She's so non-complicated that sometimes it's hard to explain.
I'm a simple person.
Yeah, and that's not derogatory. Mm-hmm. That means that Anne, I was writing about it in the new newsletter, Anne cannot stand when somebody makes something complicated.
Right.
Isn't that true?
Get to the point.
Everybody thinks that you oversimplify everything, and you don't even care.
It's darn right.
It's simple, and everybody knows who you are, and it's that simple. The number one thing people need to do with you is have it out more with you. And I'm not talking about starting a fight, but you can't stand when somebody's got something to say and they don't say it.
Ah.
You would rather somebody just get it off your chest, we'll get over it here in just a second, and move on.
Well, that's fine.
Isn't that true?
I think so.
You think so? Okay.
I don't like confrontation.
No, I'm not talking about anything nasty. I'm just talking about if somebody's got something to say, say it, let's get it over with.
Get to the point.
Good.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's called don't bore us, get to
true.
The chorus.
And boy, I tell you, another thing I see in your chart is you cannot stand people who are underhanded or fork-lipped, you know, fork-tongue.
Okay.
You know who you are, you present who you are, and you don't like seeing it otherwise. Is that true?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Here's the big thing I see in your chart. It took me a while to get this. Is I have a feeling that you were raised by somebody or around somebody who is this, let's just say, kind of aggressive, and they rubbed you the wrong way. And I really think that a lot of those old issues are coming to the surface on March 4th for resolution. And I think after March 4th, you're going to get in touch with this old energy, this old memory. I think it was a male, and I think you're going to shoot through it.
Gee, I didn't know I had an old enemy.
I didn't say it was an old enemy. I said it was somebody around you who was too aggressive.
Okay.
And it rubbed you the wrong way. And I think that you're going to get past this on March 4th.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Do you see anything in the property?
I really need your birth time for that. I'm sorry, I can't help with that.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we have dates from other, which ones do you have? And there's some
I'm out of dates at the moment.
We've got a Joanne at top.
Joanne
at 410-1938.
Joanne.
See now, you know, there's
410-1938.
You can't hide your age on this show. 410-1938, 6 a.m. in Pittsburgh.
Okay, 6 a.m. in Pittsburgh. She's 190 years old. No.
It just feels
kidding.
Like it doesn't,
just
Joan.
Kidding.
Joan, it's Joan, not Joanne. I'm sorry, Joan.
Joan?
Joan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and so make sure we have this right. 410-1938, 6 a.m. in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay. So you know, whenever we do these, everybody's age is revealed, and it's just...
That's okay.
So crazy things.
Okay, let's get to work
let's
on
see.
Joan here. Firecracker, Joan. Fiery, fiery, fiery chart, Moon and Leo, Aries, a bunch of Taurus, a bunch of Taurus. You wouldn't happen to be kind of stubborn, would you, Joan?
A little bit.
A little bit? Are your arms folded at the moment?
No.
Okay, good. All right, Joan, you're a very charismatic woman, and I'm sure I would like you immediately. You have pizzazz in your chart. Huh? You know, in Hollywood, they call it it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you have. You have it.
The it factor.
You have the it factor. Another thing I think she likes is green stuff called money.
Right.
You're a very creative woman?
Well, a little.
Boy, I can't get any clear answers anybody.
I know. Yes, no,
little,
maybe.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe sort of. Yeah, it's like teenagers nailing Jell-O to the wall, you know. Okay, you have
What is she, an Aries? Is she an Aries? Or what,
she's an Aries with four planets in Taurus and the Moon in Leo.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
She's very, very, very stable. Very strong-willed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I
you
have
would have to
agree.
Love this woman. This woman would cook you a great big meal that would be delicious.
She probably has a bomb shelter and
a bomb shelter.
Extra water in the basement.
Can we come eat in your bomb shelter?
Yes.
She's prepared. You know, I bet you're the one in the supermarket when they say it's going to snow.
Yes.
Joan, is that right?
Yes.
Joan, one of the big things I see happening in your chart is you're really getting lit up philosophically. You're reading all kind of new books. You're entertaining ideas that you never did at one time. You thought they were way out, and all of a sudden you find yourself interested in all kind of topics.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Why do you listen to Carol? What is it about Carol's show that intrigues you?
I enjoyed listening to her.
Yeah, but I want a better answer. Why? What do you like about it?
There's something in your answer that's going to appease him about your horoscope, so...
I
like to listen to people talk.
I love to listen to Carol's voice. I'm going to get an alarm clock that wakes me up with Carol's voice. I just love your voice.
That's so funny. So what does it have to do with Joan?
I don't know.
He's just jumping off.
I'm trying to entertain
him. So now Joan, you're a firecracker.
Okay.
Joan, I want to tell you one more thing. Firecracker because of the heavy moon Uranus thing in the chart. But the number one thing I see with you is I see very soon, like within... a month, maybe a month ago, I see you joining a group that's some kind of spiritual group. It could be a religious group. It could be something in your church. I don't know. But it's a spiritual searching group, like the Course in Miracles, et cetera, et cetera. Does that ring a bell?
Not right offhand, no.
Well, I'm looking forward very soon, then. Your local theater, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Joan.
You.
Well, sometimes you hear that stuff, you think maybe it's just, you know, Catholics for Bingo or something. I don't know.
No, this is spiritual.
It's a spiritual group.
Spiritual bingo.
See, she doesn't... here's the thing. When we say these things... I have to make sure I can hang up. I think she's locked in there. I don't need to do that.
Uh-oh. We've got to invent spiritual bingo, Carol. How can we do that?
Spiritual bingo. Whenever you get bingo, you say something else.
Yeah.
You know.
You say, oh, hell.
And you say, enlightenment or something. Mm. Nirvana. But I think a lot of times when we talk about these things, it's not exactly present for them. And then maybe a week down the road, somebody comes up and her
friend
says, why don't you join this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a Bible study group. Not even that. It could be something else that has a spiritual bend to it, but it's not an obvious one.
Exactly.
You know, like maybe even just doing charity work could be a spiritual group.
That's
so,
That's
you know,
right.
That could be it. Hey, we have to take a quick break. We come back more. We have, I'm trying to think of who was on it. Kathleen's been holding for quite a while, and so has Pat.
Adela.
So, and
we have Adela.
Adela.
Sounds like a 60s.
And so put one of them in there. Pick a...
Martha and Adela.
Martha and the Adelas from Greensburg. So pick one of them that
I'm
has their
Adela.
Dates up there. And when we come back, we will talk with them. You're listening to The Life Lounge on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Proud, and although I know it's strictly taboo,
sing it, Frankie.
When you arouse the need in me.
Welcome back to The Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy here with intuitive astrologer Rick DiClemente. At starself.com, 31 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh, and we are looking, and it has Adela, so I imagine that's, I hope we're pronouncing it correctly. Let me get Adela on the line. Hi, Adela.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi,
to the
Adela.
Life Lounge.
Thank you. Good evening to both of you.
Are we pronouncing it correctly, Adela?
Yes.
Okay.
Adela, you have an amazing chart. It really has me scratching my chin and my double chin.
Both chins are getting scratched.
Both of them. I'm telling you, it is one amazing chart. I don't know how you've done it. You are an amazing woman. I tell you, you must have so much charm. I just see you have lived through such a rough upbringing, and somehow so much shakiness to your upbringing, and you lived through it with stamina and with grace. And I'm not sure how you did it. Does this make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Is your mother alive?
Excuse me?
Is your mother alive?
No, my mother passed away.
What was it about your upbringing that was just like double messages, shaky, moving a lot, something? What was it about it?
I'm not sure. It just was just, I understand where it's coming from to explain it. I don't know if I can explain it.
Well, it's not easy, and it's not really something for public airways. It's for private discussion.
Exactly.
But anyhow, was the military involved in your family somehow?
Military? No.
Well, what I'm seeing here is that you were around an energy that was so hard for you to grow in that you somehow just got a firm grip on yourself, and you pursed your lips and got this tremendous sense of determination, and then you went forward and you succeeded somehow.
Yeah, I still do that.
And then what I see you did, and I'm not sure this one worked or not, you got yourself involved in some dream about this man was going to save your life. If you had the perfect husband, it would all be okay.
Yeah.
Did you try that route?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No.
Well, I had that feeling.
I did meet somebody, and he was the only person I loved, but he always said we were going to be together, but he passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Adela, how can I help you? What question do you have?
I don't know. I just wanted to see what you could tell me, if anything. What's going to happen here with the rest of my life? I don't know where I'm going right now.
I do not know what's going to happen to anybody. I can tell you that what the weather's like, and you decide whether you're going to put the umbrella up or not. But what I do see something here is this.
Yeah.
I think that finally, after a long time, you are starting to take a big sigh, and you're learning how to start taking things easier. You can get yourself so worked up for so long, and now I got the feeling that you're tired of it, and you're going to start relaxing more, and I think that this is the predecessor to somebody coming into your life that's going to treat you right.
Well, you do.
Yes.
Oh. Finally.
That sounds like good news to me.
Well, this seems like I'm the one that's been doing it all my life.
Yeah, see,
for everybody else.
Yeah, but I really think that you're starting to live for yourself. This Pluto going into Capricorn for all these Libra planets has to do with emotional turning points. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of victory coming your way, and I find that you've had to, how do I say this? You've had to brace yourself for so long to gut it out, to get through, and now you're finally understanding you don't have to do that anymore. You can relax. Maybe Carol will sing you a song. Sing her something.
See, that's the clue that whenever he's done as much of a reading as he possibly can, he throws it back to me and says, Carol will sing you a song, or why do you listen to Carol?
That's right.
You know, so now now I figured it out.
Oh, if you can't answer nothing, then he's going to have you sing.
Yeah, he's at the end of it. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling, Adela.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. Well, it's interesting, though, to get into these charts, you can go to a certain point, and then unless, you know, and sometimes it's like you're saying, some of the stuff isn't really for the air to talk about and that
like
kind of stuff.
Like a lot of stuff wasn't for the air to talk about.
Yeah, and
but
you can see
we hinted at it, and she's done very well, and I really think that this woman has paid her dues, and that a lot of her karma has been to suffer because of the way other people have been that she was raised around. And I think that it's over now, and she can relax, and I think things are going to get much better for her.
Well, and here's something I have to say, because I feel this sometimes, that when people call and they want you to look at their chart, they want to hear something like, am I going to get a job? Am I going to meet somebody? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And astrology is, and I, you know, here we go.
Oh,
the bubbles are popping everywhere, because astrology is not about that kind of stuff. It's more about inner growth of following your path and your inclination, and here things are lining up for you. It might be a little easier right now, and here's going to be your challenge here, and
that's
here's
right.
going to be. And so when we start talking that, it's kind of like they lose a little. Well, I just want to know what's going on. Well, it has more to do with introspection and you know the reason why we are here, and that is for you know. I'm not going to get into that because I'm going to start to sound like Oprah. Okay, so we have time to take another call. I can just chat. I want to chat very quickly while you pick one. Just hold up to me number.
The top one.
Okay, number one. Hold up that number and so you can start working on that. In the meantime, I want to tell you, this is a really bizarre thing that happened in Pittsburgh recently. There was a place called Recordrama, and anybody who has been in Pittsburgh for a long time knows about this place. And they used to be in the old, they used to be half of the old post office on McKnight Road, which was really strange because you would pull in, you'd have to go one side of the post office, and many people thought they were going to the post office. They walked into it, it was a record store. But it was probably the most extensive collection you can ever imagine. Then they moved up into Perry Highway. Well, the man who owns it, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name, Paul Mahaney, wanted to sell the collection. It's worth about $3 million because he's ready to retire and move on. He went on eBay, and someone did a $3 million winning bid, but it turned out that it was someone who stole someone's identity in Ireland and went on and bid incorrectly. So he's going through a private auction company, semi-private, and they're going to relist the collection and see what happens. So I am pulling for you, Paul. I'm pulling for you. And we're going to all put our collective energy that this man who has been the custodian of music and for so many years and has been a careful custodian of music for so many years, that you get the worth of that. And I hope it's over $3 million, and I hope it really happens for you on eBay. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because I just think this man deserves it, because he has been. He has kept things that, if you wanted to find a song that you loved and you couldn't find anywhere else, he had it. He had the most obscure titles you could ever imagine, not only on tape, but he had it on cassette tapes, 8 tracks, and CDs. So we're pulling for you, Paul. Just know that there are people out there pulling for you, and that this next eBay auction is going to be a great success. Okay, so we're going to go with Kathleen, and I have to push the top button really hard. Okay. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
You still there?
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello.
She says hello nervously.
She goes hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You have a really nice chart, Kathleen.
Oh, that's nice.
A Scorpio, sun next to Jupiter, a bunch of Virgo. You're a hardworking woman?
I guess.
You guess. You guess. Do you know you have a lot of psychic ability?
No.
Well, you do. The ability's there. I see it all the time in people's charts, uncooked and unrecognized. Are you a married woman?
My husband's passed.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry to hear that. You are if I could have somebody in my family, I would really like to have you in my family, because you are like a rock of the matriarch to the family. I mean, you are the cheerleader, you are a spiritual source, you're the matriarch, you are the passion of the family, you're the bookkeeper of the family, the keeper of the tablets of the genealogy of the family. How do people in the family view you?
Well, I hope good.
Okay,
do
but
you keep track
that.
Of everybody's birthdays? Are you the person everybody calls and says, when is so-and-so's birthday?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. She's the chronological clock of, she's the person that does all that stuff.
What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to find words. It's not working.
Well, we're going to take the words away here
for one second.
Now, Kathleen, what are you considering moving to someplace that's simpler for upkeep?
Not that I know of. I did that a few years ago.
Oh, you did? How many years ago?
About 8.
About 8 years ago. Are you considering some new kind of different types of decorations, redecorating your house?
I would like to, yes.
Well, I see that coming on very strongly this spring, and I think you're going to surprise yourself, because for years you've been doing the browns and greens and tans and beiges, and I think you're going to start using some color.
Oh, you're right.
Pumping some life into your place. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, how you been feeling?
I worry about my health.
I understand here. The number one thing I want you to watch, I'm not a doctor, the number one thing I want you to watch now is your stomach.
Okay.
I'm seeing some stomach disturbances here, and I really think it's the diet and the worry.
Well, those two are combinations.
How are you feeling, Kathleen?
Tired.
You're tired? What do you want to ask me?
Mainly it was about my health.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a doctor. Medical astrology is very tricky. I don't like to go there. It's too touchy.
I understand.
I'm seeing intestinal or stomach disruptions, and I think most of it is worry. The nice thing I do see about your chart is that in most cases, I think it's psychosomatic. I think by calming down, you can do wonders for your health.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. I enjoy the program.
All righty. Bye-bye. Yeah, well, you know, if you are the worry wart of the family, it finds its way into the stomach or the intestine. You know what? Drink probiotics. You know those wonderful things?
Mm-hmm.
They're like yogurt probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you with your health down there.
Yeah, and who is the warrior of the zodiac? W-O-R. Who's the warrior, Carol? She raised her hand. Note the record that the Cancer raised her hand.
I don't call it worrying. I call it hypervigilance.
Hypervigilance.
I'm a hypervigilant. Believe me, you want me, when you're planning the bomb shelter, you want me involved. Because I'll say, well, what about, we've got to have this. Oh, because a hypervigilant is perfect for people planning the bomb shelter.
You pick the next chart.
Okay, we'll pick the next chart. We got to take a quick break, and we come back more with Rick DiClemente in the Life Lounge. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Shirley Espy here with Rick DiClemente. 29 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh, and we're talking astrology tonight,
downtown,
my friends.
Downtown.
Downtown is the hospital.
Up there, down there.
I love the Pittsburgh accent.
Up there, down there.
There's nothing like a Pittsburgh accent. There's nothing like a Pittsburgh accent. And I love when I hear someone say, and he owes me $2. I just love it. I love it. There's nowhere else.
Where'd you get that beautiful one from?
He aged me two dollars. And it's not O's, it's E-A's.
My ex used to get on me for saying iron.
Iron. But I was saying to Bruce Ann Daly earlier that there's a Tire Hill in Johnstown, and for years I thought it was Tower Hill, because people call it Tower Hill.
Until
I saw the sign, and went, oh, there's no tower there. So we're going to take Joanne, who has been waiting forever, and I hope she's still there. Are you there, Joanne?
Sure am, hi.
Oh, you've been waiting forever.
Joanne?
We finally found your information.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Joanne, you have such an interesting chart. It's fascinating, really. You ever had your chart done?
I never had it done.
You are one charismatic woman. You must be next door, living in the house with the nicest person in the world.
Well, I do live with somebody pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm talking about you yourself.
I'm pretty nice too.
You have got the sweetest energy in this chart.
Aww.
And you'll do anything for anybody. If anybody needs anything, go to Joanne's house.
That is true. Yeah.
But you are just so electric. You're so charismatic. You do need to learn to say the word no every two or three years, because you can't say no to anybody.
I have heard that too.
Yeah, well, you have a really fascinating chart that is on fire. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What sign is he?
Cancer.
Okay. Your chart's going through a lot of change now. Let me try to figure out what this is about here.
She's going to take ballroom dancing. About.
You're going to take
ballroom
dancing.
Oh, no, I wish I could.
You're going to dance backward while he dances forward. No, with Pluto coming to the 7th here, what I'm seeing in your chart is that you are really becoming more and more passionate about life. You have, for the longest time, to your blessing, you have been allowing life to come to you smoothly, and I think that's very nice. But you're getting into a stage now where you're kind of saying, if I want more out of life, I got to go grab the gusto myself.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
What are you planning on doing?
You want a subject detail? I'm planning on changing what I do in life.
Into doing
something
what?
Something very creative.
Okay.
Like staging homes. Decorating, staging homes.
Okay, I'm telling you that it's going to go through at least two iterations over the next 3 years.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, you do. You got all kind of time, but the next big burst.
I'm getting old.
You're getting better and younger. Don't worry. No, your next big burst will be in the fall. Okay? And
okay.
I see a creative outburst that's going to be phenomenal. Very, very strong with you. You got a little bit of dues to pay first yet. I don't know what this means. It's kind of like you've got to get your home straightened out first.
Well, we are kind of thinking about downsizing, moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility.
I think that would be very smart, but I do not want to underplay this. I think you are in for a very big explosion with your career creatively. If you were to go into decorating or feng shui, et cetera, it would be an excellent move for you. You are a very talented woman.
Woohoo!
I have heard that. Hey, woohoo! That's what my boss says. Woo-hoo.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm in Giant Eagle, and the man just tried to ask me a question. I told him, Clay, I'm on KDK.
Are you really sitting the Giant Eagle?
Well, I have to tell you, I called you the minute I come out of work. I worked till about whatever 9:30. I got in my car. I got through right away. I was on hold 45 minutes. I did my grocery shop and went home. They didn't have my syrup, so I came back to return it. Not that he's trying to ask me what I want.
And I told him,
I can't talk. I'm on KDKA.
Tell him to listen to the show.
You are one charismatic woman, and I tell you, you may not want to hear this being an Aquarian woman who lives in her head, but you're going to get very physical over the next couple of months. You're going to really start exercising. You're going to start.
Well, I should, I guess.
The should's going to turn into doing it. It's going to start in about 2 weeks, and I think your muscles are going to just drive you to let's get physical, let's get on the treadmill, etc.
Okay.
Good luck with your career, because you're going to do really well.
Good luck, Joanne.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. You're welcome.
She's been on hold for 45 minutes. How many minutes is that going to be on her phone?
Oh,
my gosh.
Nighttime. She's
so I'm
going
to tell you my story about while you pick out. You pick the next one. You give me a number and get it. I have to tell you a story, and then we have to take a break, too. But I have to tell you a story about Giant Eagle recently. I drink green tea in the morning. That is my thing. I used to drink coffee, but it's too acidic and can't do that anymore. So I drink green tea, and I have to have Constant Comment green tea. Constant Comment green tea. There's a Constant Comment tea. It's a specific blend of spices, but I have to have Constant Comment. So I searched all over Pittsburgh, and the one store that carried it was a particular Giant Eagle I really don't like to go to this Giant Eagle because it's like an insane, absolutely insane parking lot. But I found my green tea there, so I started going to this place. Well, 3 weeks ago, they stopped selling it. And I come down the aisle, and here's the Bigelow aisle with all the teas, and there's a bazillion green teas, but not the Constant Comment. So there's this young woman working there, and I stop her, and I say, and I'm very concerned. I say, where's the Constant Comment green tea? You don't have any more. And she gets up and she walks over and she looks at all the 8 million green teas and she says, it's not here. And I said, I know. I was looking at it. It's not there. I said, are you ever going to get it again? And she looks at me and she said, we'll talk about it in the meeting tomorrow. And she walked away. Now, I thought she was like blowing me off and being, a snot. So I leave. I come back the next week, no Constant Comment green tea. So I go online and I have to order it from Bigelow, which means you have to order a case of it, which means I have so much Constant Comment, it's ridiculous.
You have to go to the bathroom and walk.
I have Constant tea is what I have. In fact, my poor postman had to walk up a 500-foot ice-covered driveway to deliver it. I had to clean out the pantry to store it, all that kind of stuff. I am in Giant Eagle 3 days ago. What's on the shelf?
Constant comment.
So she really did bring it up at the meeting. She was not pulling my Pittsburgh
leg.
There you go. She really did. They really did. Cause I said to her, when she said, I'll bring up the meeting tomorrow. And as she walked away, I turned around and I said, you have meetings about stuff like that? I guess they do. Okay.
Katie.
What number, Katie?
Katie. Katie's running.
Oh, we have to take a break. Oh, darn. We have to take a quick break
and
we come back.
We'll be back, Katie.
Hang on, Katie. We'll be back in the Life Lounge on News Radio 1020, KDK. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. And I got to tell you, I wish that we had more time for this call. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, Katie, it's a something. Katie, bar the door.
Katie, I'm going to sit back and let Rick, because I have never seen.
Yeah.
Are you there, Katie?
I'm here. I'm excited. Thanks.
I have never seen, ever seen a chart. And Rick says in 30 years he's never seen this.
Katie,
so
in 30 years I've never seen anything like this ever. I don't even know what to say.
Uh-oh. Give it to me.
It's not bad. It's so unbelievably harmonious. I've never seen a chart so well balanced out of thousands of charts.
Oh, wonderful.
Your chart is very, very well-rounded, very, very balanced. I mean, I would never play King of the Hill with you because I could never knock you off because you're just so well. Your chart, you have like 12 points and 12 different houses. Everything is equidistant. It's like a perfect wheel. There are so many lines in your chart, I wouldn't even know where to start to translate. What do you do for a living?
I wear many hats. I work with people. I do a couple different jobs, and I jump around.
Well, tell me basically, we're in a hurry, what kind of job?
I work at a Starbucks. I bartend. I do nails. A lot with people.
Okay, a lot with people. You're an incredible woman, really.
I had you writing for a judge.
She had you writing for a judge, and I had you as a nurse, so we're both wrong. Okay, the one thing I do see in here in this chart is you're really philosophically on fire since January, and you're really starting to explore comparative religion, comparative philosophies. I really think that very soon you are going to head to Egypt or to Greece or to Italy, one of the classical countries, to have a mind-blowing trip.
Oh, wonderful.
I really think so.
Can you go to astro.com and plug in your information and just get a visual of what your chart looks like. It's bizarre.
Charts don't look like yours.
It's bizarre.
You know what? Even if you don't know the time that you were born, you can still, you know, work
now the
on
time
it.
The time of birth would really tell me more. But your chart is incredible. Period. I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
And we gotta go.
I wish you the best of luck, and maybe we'll meet again someday.
Rick DeClemente, you can reach him at starself.com. We gotta run to the news. Coming up next, we have our music segment with Michael Strasser.
Ooh.
We'll be back on the Life Lounge at KDKA.